The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a conservation group, Rewild Wicklow, have called for the introduction of a deer management plan after it recorded the dominance of the non-native Sika species. Adam Smith is with us. He's a wildlife ecologist who worked alongside Rewild Wicklow to carry out a camera project in public and private forestry to record the behaviour and abundance of wildlife in the country. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Anton. How's it going?
It is going very well. The presence of Sika deer and the prevalence of them, is it a problem? And if so, why?
Well, it certainly can be. First of all, to say that deer are an important part of our biodiversity. You know, they're an integral part of our woodlands. They help facilitate a lot of structural diversity, even sometimes stimulating regeneration and maintain open areas. But certainly at high densities, they can cause a little bit of damage, of course. Grazing, over-browsing, bark stripping from trees and preventing regeneration of woodlands too. So as you can imagine, this might impact biodiversity down the line, things that rely on regeneration of trees or ground flora, such as birds or invertebrates.
So is management plan then a euphemism for the occasional cull?
Well, the thing about culling is it does actually happen every year. It's the deer kind of open season. Now, there is probably quite a big difference between a focused, data-driven and targeted deer management plan rather than just no plan in place for certain areas, and especially like hotspots like in Wicklow. So it looks like in general we are heading towards developing a deer management plan in Ireland, which would be really great. In my opinion, and partly why we do this kind of camera trap survey from the research side, is that it should be something that's really data driven. It should be informed by data. That makes it more targeted. It makes it more efficient, saves us money, and it protects the resource as well.
And does it matter if we are going to manage the deer, whether we manage in favour of native or non-native species, or is there a point at which you simply say they are all advantageous to have, live and let live?
That's a very it's a very tedious question. It's something that has to probably be decided altogether. There are ecological arguments why we shouldn't have non-native species. There are cultural arguments why they're important. So actually, it's not something that I can just come out and say, yeah, we're going to go in and eliminate a whole species off the island, probably because it's also not really feasible. But certainly we can rebalance things a little bit. If you look into our results, for example, we have a huge prevalence of Sika, but we don't really have Irish red deer in Wicklow in the places we have our camera traps. We have some hybridization, which is between Sika and red deer. And so you see red-like hybrids or you see Sika-like hybrids as well. But there is no red deer in the same way that there would be red deer in Killarney, for example.
And if we look at the study that you did on Wicklow, what's the sense that you have in terms of likely total deer population in the county?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's something that everybody always asks for, and sort of a number is the kind of gold standard of wildlife monitoring. But the thing is, it is just one number and it doesn't really tell you about the capacity for the habitat or the landscape to hold the deer. So there's more layers to it. What we try to do with our
But do you have
camera
the
traps?
Number?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, we don't. So what we do is instead we use an index. So it's more or less based on the number of cameras we have and the effort, the number of nights that we survey, and we try to see how many deer we get over the survey period, and then we compare it year on year, and that should give us an index. For example, if deer are increasing, the number should go up. If deer are being reduced, the number will go down. And we have the same with other species as well, so we can look at these kind of trends in biodiversity over the years.
Do deer contribute much in the way of biodiversity? Because you talked about them stripping bark, you talked about the sort of some of the negative impacts of overpopulation. Are they a significant positive contributor if the numbers don't get out of hand?
Absolutely. I mean, you can actually see in Europe, so I'm based in Germany now, and most European countries have plans to restore the kind of diversity of large herbivores that they have on the landscape. And that often includes multiple species of deer. So if you imagine over the course of a deer's lifetime, it's grazing and browsing certain trees. It's moving nutrients throughout the landscape, you know, as it defecates, that those nutrients get moved around. They, when a deer dies of natural causes, or it could be killed by disease or something, it provides a huge boon of nutrients to scavengers, insects. So there is a huge kind of, there are many effects, positive effects of deer as well. It's when that balance is out of whack. That's when we need to come in and say, okay, let's see where we can manage this back to something that we call sustainable.
Adam, thanks for your time this morning. That's Adam Smith, PhD student with the University of Freiburg, wildlife ecologist, and of course the man who helped carry out the largest wildlife camera project in Ireland with Rewild Wicklow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.